Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 12th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time on spending as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, wow. Woo, we want to drive the car from the back seat. How do you drive the car from the back seat? How do you get people to do what you want them to do while the whole time they think they're doing what they want to do? How do you control the narrative? How do you write a script in somebody else's play and get somebody else to perform your script while the whole time they thinking they running their script? How do you run the show from the back seat? How do you establish your world in somebody else's disposition? How do you do what the dominant culture does? How do you do what the military do? How do you perform? How do you oscillate and vibrate at your level? In all areas, how do you honestly do the shadow work, do the spirit work, like for real? Like, how do you, like, a lot of people, like, you know, my favorite show, Billions, the last episode, the season finale, a couple of days ago, man, it was a wow. It even blew my mind on that one. Because it was, the whole show was predetermined by, you know, by X and the other guy. You have to watch the show, but the two main characters. So everything that happened, even the bad, was predetermined by basically two guys. And so it's amazing how since 8, I've been doing the same thing. Now, I need to tell you the three steps by which you can do the same thing. Now, I do have an unfair advantage. I was born for this. So now there's people that will try, and a lot of people have tried and failed miserably. And so there's always a young gun out there. You know how it is, like in the old West, when the back in the old days, when the fastest gun would show up and everybody wanted to test that fastest gun. It's like Tyson said, man, you know, one thing about being, you know, known as, you know, a great fighter is that everybody want to, like, try you out. So you're always getting tested. So I'm always getting tested. And I don't mind getting tested, but sometimes it's kind of comical because some of the people that are testing you, like they don't even have self mastery. How are they gonna have other mastery? So we want to talk about esoteric alchemy today. Now, this is extremely dangerous information, as you know, all of this information is, but it's also extremely positive because depending upon how your chakras, how your wheels, you got 7 wheels that are controlled by the one wheel, that's the crown chakra. So depending upon which one of your chakras that are blocked. So what I do is block and unblock chakras all day, every day from behind the scenes. Because I know that based upon biology, no religion, no spookism, no, you know, stuff that can't be proven. Based upon the biological response of everything that been discussed, especially like people like Dr. Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza, Roy Raman Rife, Max Gershom, you know, man, Robert Allegro, Bob Beck, Robert Beck, and the list goes on and on. You know, I throw in Dr. Sabi in there as well from my boy Dick Blair. Oh, wow. I mean, the list goes on and on. Oh, man, can't leave out my guru, Dr. Miles Monroe, who basically taught me the spirit realm and how to oscillate and vibrate in the spirit realm. Number one, nocet de sum. Everybody have to nocet de sum. So nocet de sum is a Latin phrase, a Latin term that means know thyself. First problem is you can't control nobody else until you can control yourself. Number one. Number two, aim low, don't aim high. Everybody, the points of connectivity. Very few people can connect at the high level. But everybody can connect at the low level. So your point of connectivity, how are you connecting with the situation that you want to control? See, what is the worst case scenario? And then what's the best case scenario? We're going to break that down. Number three, know your role, not the goal. See, everybody's attached to the goal, but very few people are attached to the role. So without knowing your role, knowing your role guarantees your goal. Not knowing your role destroys your goal. So from the back seat, I can drive the car. So if I'm sitting in the back seat of your car and I want to go somewhere and you don't want to go where I want to go, so I have to understand, again, your motivated abilities pattern. Now, for everybody that's a part of the life management system, you already over, under, and understand this. Everybody on earth does something for a payoff. Number one, there's an emotional payoff. Number two, there is a financial payment. And number three, there is the other two P's, you know, that deal with the female genitalia and the male genitalia. Poo nanny, or I'm trying to find a G-rated word for the male genitalia, Charlie, okay? So everybody has those. That's what we do. That's the only thing. We don't even get up in the morning unless we're going to get a payoff. So if you know that payoff, you can drive that bus. So you give people their payoff under your condition. So if I got a control freak, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give them total control over the sanitation department. And guess what they're going to do? They cannot turn it down. Cannot. Don't believe me? Try it. Try it. I've been doing this for freaking 50 years. Never been wrong. Ever. Because even when I lose or when I'm wrong, I've been wrong on purpose. I lose for the sake of winning. Oh, yeah. Nobody played chess. Nobody played checkers. Okay, I gotta set the person up. So I give them the false assurance of success. I give them some false successes. I give them some wins. I let them win on purpose because they're gonna win these intermittent skirmishes, but I will win the overall war. And so, without understanding the esoteric method by which to control frequencies, waves, vibration, or energies biologically, no spookism involved, no religion. So depending upon the chakra system that is blocked, each chakra system controls, and this is too deep to get into when we break down the meaning, because the word chakra, as we everybody knows, chakra, via mina, that life optimum chart that I gave you. Now I don't need to know nobody's life optimization chart. I don't need it because now I can just walk into a room of people, I can look at them, and I can read them. Because I can see their crown chakra and I can see where their energy is blocked. So over the years, I've learned how to read energy signatures. Now, that just takes some time and some skill to develop. But there is a mental constitution or a mental consciousness, and we're going to break down these three keys. One, no set the assume, know thyself. Two, aim low, not high. I break that down. Three, know your role, not the goal. Because if you know your role, if you know the character that they want you to play in their particular script, if you know your role, that guarantees your goal, guaranteed, 100% accuracy, guaranteed, that you will drive, they will drive where you want them to go, not where they want to go, guaranteed. So the blockages are throughout the body, but the primary blockage is in the solar plex, always. Gut life determines real life because the gut is the first brain. So I already know that the person's gut, there's a blockage. There's an emotional blockage in the gut. That's why they are projecting a particular disposition. So they are under the control. Now, people who seek to control are themselves controlled, but they don't know. So there is an unconscious entity. So I'm not dealing with the flesh, as the scripture says. So I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But I wrestle against principalities, against spirits, against wickedness in high places. So my war is not against the individual. So what I do is I defuse. Now, remember, according to my book, Etheric Force or Etheric Ether, where I break down the new science of energy, which is if you put energy into something, you push it away. If you take energy out of something, you draw it to you. But if you are neutral, you control it. So that's what we're doing. So we're teaching the art of neutrality when it comes to understanding different mentalities. Because then the wipers, the erasers, the readers, the programmers, the lords that are out there, in like in all of the movies, I was watching a movie last night, with the Dark Tower. And I didn't know that the gunslinger's last name was Deshay until I was watching it again last night. I said, did he call him Mr. Deshay? And I listened again. I'm like, wow. So I've seen that movie quite a few times. I love watching these type of movies. And the head guy, the gunslinger, that's played by the Idris Elba guy, his last name was Deshay. That's another 34 another time. But in the movie, the gunslinger, he was able to aim the gun with his heart, not with his head. And so the first thing is, number one, know your heart, not your head. Everybody got head knowledge. Very few people got heart knowledge. See, the heart emits 100 times more electricity than the brain. So when I meet somebody, I pick up their frequency of their heart chakra, not the head chakra. So you can't aim your gun with your eyes, with your hand. You have to aim with your heart. Because the heart is more powerful than the brain. So you have to know your heart. So that's the soul. So your soul urge number is your heart. So the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So I know people's heart. I'm not concerned with their head. So they're going to lead with their outer personality. They're going to come across. They're going to project the outer personality. They're going to protect the soul's urge. Because the soul is the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and the intellect or the intelligence. So you got to know yours and you got to know theirs. Now, theirs is not as important as knowing yours. So number one, know your heart. So if your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. Now, what does that mean in English? Know your heart. Well, knowing your heart means simply one thing. I am not going to try to control the conversation in the back seat of somewhere that I don't care where we end up. That's the first problem. So let me get this right. So there's this debate on where we're going out to eat. Honestly, I have no dog in that fight. I could care less where we go out to eat. So I am not, because my heart is not in it. Although I may like, let's say, I may want to eat a Chinese, but everybody else in the car are debating on whether we should eat, you know, a steak, whether we should go to a nice salad, whether we should go to a buffet, and they are debating. Since I don't have a bone to pick, my heart is really not interested. In other words, I am not willing to die for where we go out to eat. I am really not that invested in it. My heart, I'm not engaged in it. So the number one way by which to control the etheric realm is you can't control it with your head. You have to control it with your heart. So the biggest mistake that everybody makes is they get invested or they get involved with issues that they really are not involved in. So I can pick it up. I know good and well that you just there because you want to be seen. Are you there because you're going to get paid with this big check? Are you there because you're trying to get some digits? Are you there because, you know, you're there for an alternative reason? You're not there because that's your purpose. You're not willing to die today for that. And I know it. Now, you may be able to project that false egoism to other people, but I know you're not willing to die for what you believe. Now, me, when you come up against me, you can sense it in my voice. I'm willing to die for what I believe. But I know I'm not going to die. I know you're going to die. Because I know that. How do I control the room? Because I know that my energy is stronger than everybody else's in the room. I know that nobody can get on the treadmill and out treadmill me. I know they're going to quit because they're not willing to die to prove that point. Me, I never get involved with fights, situations, or issues that I can't win, which leads me to number two. See, most people like date up. They don't date down. Most people, see, we all been brought into the culture or the dominant culture that says, aim high, brother. Shoot for the stars. You will land, you know, in the mountains. We all said it. We've all heard that, right? Where y'all think that came from? Shoot for the stars. Aim high. This, that, or the other. Now, that sounds good in theory until it's time for you to climb that high. So what the enemy does is he gets you to overstride. Now, you ever seen somebody or have you ever tried to step and you, you overstride? That's when you slip. That's when you fall. That's when you pull a muscle because you are you're overreaching. You're reaching beyond your potential. So see, I know my potential. Go to number one, know yourself. I know myself. I know what I good. So I don't fight. I don't get involved. I will. Somebody want me to get involved in, let's say, you know, when I was growing up, I studied, you know, Aikido, Judo, and Taekwondo. So I'm getting involved with somebody who's a MMA. I'm going to get somebody who knows MMA. Because when it comes to grappling, when a fight goes to the ground, you know, that's when I go to my trunk. Because I'm not trying to scar my knuckles up on somebody's hard head. So I understand my lane and I stay in my lane. So now if somebody want to do Tai Chi, you know, okay, cool. I'm good. So I know what I'm good at, what I'm saying. So I'm not going to go to, you know, somebody else's area of expertise and then give them instruction on how to run their area of expertise. And so when somebody come into my area of expertise and give me instruction on how to run my area without listening, without asking questions, I know I'm dealing with a low vibrational being. So I know I own that person at that moment because they made the number one sin, and that is they showed their cards. You can never show your hand to somebody like me. If you do, it's pretty much you can kiss the baby. So you never I never played cards, but all I know is that when they deal them out, you don't show nobody. You kind of keep your hand hidden, and that's what they call a poker face. Now you got to have a poker face. So you have to know yourself. So the number one thing is you have to know yourself. The second thing is, in order to control the narrative from the back seat, you have to understand how to make sure that that you are in a relationship. Now, and it's really interesting because I remember when my kids were little, and I told my kids all this, and they was like, "Dad, that's not true." And now that they are grown and they go, "Dad, that is true." Well, what do I mean? I mean that you should be in a relationship, you should be in a job where they see your worth and value more than you see theirs. If not, it's just like tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. You will lose. Why? They are not willing to work as hard as you are. Now, you already know yourself. Number one, know yourself. See, I know myself. I know that I'm in this to win it. I know that I would never start something without the desire to finish it. So I got to make sure that the person that I'm signing up as my partner, especially a life partner, that person has the same mental disposition. That is, do or die. See, I was a Marine. In the Marine Corps, you don't quit. You die. You don't come back. You go. They just drop you off. The only thing they give you in the Marine Corps is a freaking compass and your weapon. And so that means you go, you either kill or be killed. And so, I'm not going home. So that means the other guy, it's a wrap for him. Because his disposition is not as strong as mine. So I already know that. So I already know that dispositionally, I can control the vibe, the frequency, the wave of vibration. Because number one, I know my vibe and my wave, my vibration, and I don't put myself in a position where I'm not going to win. And then I make sure that, again, if I'm flying solo, I'm good. But if I'm a part of an organization, I need to make sure that organization sees my worth and my value. I shoot low. I don't aim high. I am not going to try to go and, let's say, the reason I've had 58 jobs, because every time I got an interview, I knew I had the job if I secured the interview. How did I know? Because I never applied for a job that I was not qualified for. How did I know I was qualified? I know myself. So I know when I applied that if I can get in front of an individual and look him in the eye, how come with every real estate deal I've ever negotiated, I've never lost a real estate deal. I've never, when I bought over $1 million worth of real estate in the freaking 80s when most people was babies. The reason I brought all that real estate is because when I went in and the owner told me, "Nope, I'm sorry, sir. I need, you've heard our story 1,000 times. One deal, boy, I wanted like 10 grand down. I mean, I ain't got 10 grand. How much you got, sir? Well, how much you asking for? Well, I need 10 grand. Well, I don't have 10. Well, come back when you get 10 grand. Well, I had already knew because I rode by that house and I saw it on the market for a while. So I already was in a position of power. Now, when me and my wife opened up the Inspirational Grounds Coffee Shop, Bookstore, and Learning Center, we rode past this building. I rode past that building every day for a year, and it was empty. And it was the greatest, big old building. We didn't need that much space. But I knew the first guy I was talking to, nope, 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 nope. And I'm in the back seat trolling. Next thing I know, old boy got replaced. Like, what happened to him? And then the new guy came in. Say, "Hey, man, I want to rent this." "Well, what's okay, yeah, ooh, wow, that's kind of steep. But guess what? How about we get 6 months free rent?" And like, "Well, that's not a customer." "Okay, well, let's make it 9 months free." "Well, what do you mean 9 months free rent?" "Okay, we're going to do a scaling. How long has the building been empty?" Now, he was new, so he don't really know the history. Now, I know. And then I asked him, "Hey, go talk to the owner." And then I asked him, "Where is the owner? Who is the owner?" I already knew who the owner was. So I was in a position of power because, number one, I know myself and I knew who I was dealing with. Number two, I didn't shoot high. I shot low. What does that mean? That means I came in and I asked for something and I said, "Hey, what is the rent?" "No problem. I can pay that." "Really?" Because nobody else could pay the rent. I didn't say I was going to pay it right away, though, but I said I can pay it. He said, you can? Sure. After 9 months of free rent, then I'll start the first month. I'll do like a quarter of what you're asking for. Then the next month, you know, after now we did 3 months, I think, at a quarter of the rent. And then we did another 3 months. We had a scale. Then we went to we're paying 50% of the asking the mortgage or the rent. And then we did 75%, and then we did a rolling scale. Why? Because the building was empty for over a year, probably longer than that. That's just the time that I noticed it. So I controlled the buzz. Now, remember when I met the guy? No, you need full rent, you know, first month deposit, blah, 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 and all this other stuff. But at the end, exactly what I wanted when I had when I set my intention before I started is exactly where we ended up at. And with everything in my life, that's what high goes. Because number one, I know myself. I don't really care about everybody else. I just know myself. And so I'm not going to go into a situation knowingly where I have to overstride and overstep, which is number two. Number one, know yourself. Number two, aim low. Don't aim high. Now, that does not mean what it sounds like. Because a lot of people say that that means like when I was telling my, when I talk about like dating down. A lot of people don't understand what that means. That means that you're dating somebody that's less this, that, and the other. No. In fact, it's the opposite. Dating down, aiming down, shooting down, that means that, again, you don't go out of your league. Example, I ain't going to go up to Halle Berry or Stacey Dash and try to get them digits. Why? Because I know Stacey Dash. And I know Halle Berry mentally are not conscious and aware. They're not in my league mentally. So I already know that. So why would I engage? That's aiming too high. You know how many people I know that do that? I see dudes go up and then they get shot down and then their little confidence is gone. I remember telling my son that I was talking to Kendrick. I was like, Kendrick is like, every girl he was talking to, they was like, no, 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 no. Now, anybody see my son? He's a very attractive dude. Got it from UT Austin, and he can, you know, he couldn't buy a date. But who was he trying to date? And I was telling kids, we would go to a restaurant, and the little girls was falling over themselves, wasting the drink and stuff, trying to serve him. But he's clueless because he has an ideal that's way up here on the mountaintop because he listened to his sisters chirping in his head, telling him how great he was. I'm his daddy. I know, yeah, dude, you're all right. But, you know, you ain't whatever the old boy's name. So my job as his father to make sure that even though his head may be in the cloud, make sure his feet is firmly planted on the ground. That's called reality. So when I say shoot low, don't aim high, that means going back to number one, know yourself. So even if I got Stacey Dash's digits, where I'm going to take her? What are we going to do? Now, I'm pretty sure, like, again, I'm just pulling a name. I don't really know them people personally. But I'm pretty sure she's probably used to, like, when they go out to dinner, they probably get a private jet and fly to Paris for 30 minutes or to an hour of lunch and then fly back. Again, just assuming. Now, Halle Berry is probably used to shopping on Rodeo Drive. You know, I'm used to going to Dollar General and Walmart. So if I meet Halle, we're going to go to Dollar General. And we're going to go to Walmart and hang out? Like, how's it going to look? I'm going to pull up in my little Camaro, you know, 2019. It's clean. It's sharp. But it ain't no Lamborghini. It's not no Bugatti. I'm sure Halle probably used to roll in freaking Rolls Royces. So I know this. So why in the beep would I put myself in a position to be told no? And then what happens? Chemicals are released inside the body. Produces an emotional blockage inside of my solar plexus that instantly results in a lack of will. It results in an intention. So everybody that has a problem controlling the narrative, they've already put themselves in so many positions of power, and they ain't qualified to be in that position of power, and then they get mowed down. And then we got people, man, who set their – I mean, I see parents all day setting their little kids up. These parents know their child is not ready to go play this or to do that or whatever. They go on out there, little Johnny, and little Johnny go out there and he get mowed down, and then his little will is gone. That's putting an emotional block because little Johnny should not have been in that position. So the ability to understand that the body produces a biochemical that creates a sensation or an emotion that determines your will and your purpose. I've purposely put myself in positions where I've won repeatedly over and over and over again. Now, it may have been a position as, you know, freaking, I was the number one, you know, bagger at Walmart, for example. Okay, that ain't in the bag. So I was a sanitation engineer. I could empty trash cans faster than anybody else, but I won. It produces a feeling of good chemicals released inside of my body. It builds up my courage, so I bloom where I planted. I start where I'm at. I am not trying to go out and win no Oscar for best actor in a supporting role. Hell no. Why Denzel got that sold up? So I'm a bloom. Where am I at? I'm here in San Antonio, Texas. So what's going on here in San Antonio, Texas? I'm a bloom where I'm planted. I'm not going to try to go to Bumbuck, Egypt. I'm not going to try to go to San Francisco, California. I'm not going to try to go down to Miami and go out on the beach and take my shirt off and try to, you know, get most muscular award. I'm not going to do that. Why? I ain't from Miami. I don't know the culture in Miami. I don't know what's going on in Miami. I know South Texas. So I'm a bloom where I'm planted. Now, can I get some skills, learning, some training, and then go to Miami? Absolutely. But number one, I know myself. Number two, I'm going to aim low, not high, meaning that I'm going to stay in my space. I ain't going to try to get no digits from Halle Berry or from somebody else. I'm not going to go try to apply to be, you know, CEO of ABC Incorporated. And I have a little small mom and pop business that I run now. I'm balling out of control in my space. And I understand how it works, but I'm not going to go outside of my space. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm a bloom where I'm planted, and then I'm going to get promoted. Number three, know your role. And this one is the most important. The most important thing is people do not know their role. That's why they cannot control their goal. Now, let me make sure you understand this, because this happens all the time, especially in major corporations. So, what is the goal of the – what is the corporate goal? Excuse me. Also, what is the individual goal of the people in the corporation? So in order to reach the goal, you have to clearly define the role. You have to clearly define the role. Everybody in corporate America, everybody – in life, love titles. Everybody love credentials. We are in a credential latent society. The first thing people ask for is your credentials. You get stopped by a cop. What does he ask? License and registration, please. You go apply for a job. What do they ask? Is you a high school graduate or you a college graduate? Everybody wants your credentials. Nobody interested in what have you done with your life. People are only interested in how you appear in life. But appearances, unfortunately, credentials don't solve problems. People who understand process improvement do. So the problem is that when it comes to being successful and understanding how to drive the bus from the back seat, if I got a driver who's a chauffeur and he has 20 years of experience of driving around the president of the United States, he's a third degree black belt in I'm going to kick your butt blankety blank karate, but he don't got no GPS. Now, he got all the credentials, but I'm sitting in the back seat. I got a cell phone. I can where are we going? What was the address? OK, ABC. We're going to 123 Main Street. So the driver got all the credentials. Let's say I have no driver's license. I've had multiple DWIs. I cannot be caught behind the wheel driving. In fact, I never even learned how to drive. But I got a process that can give me turn-by-turn instructions to get exactly where I want to go. I know the process or the role, but you got the credentials or the goal. So the most important thing is not the credentials. The most important thing is the process by which to get to the goal. The most important thing is not when you get to the goal, you get a title. The titles are not important. What's important is the process by which to produce results. IMRs, immediate measurable results. So your job, in order to control the narrative from the back seat, is to understand the process to get to the goal. Now, remember, if you are in the negotiations with any person, if you have a particular job and they have a particular title, and your title is sanitation engineer, and so you got the you are the chief sanitation engineer. So as the you get hired and you went to sanitation U and you graduated, you know, summa cum laude from sanitation university, and now you got hired on and you are the chief sanitation engineer. But you never emptied a trash can in your life. But you're the chief. You are the chief sanitation. You got the title. You are the chief sanitation engineer. Now, as the chief sanitation engineer, there's a process that they expect you to be able, that you're supposed to know how to do. And that the way that you do it is by being it. But you haven't been being a chief sanitation engineer. You have been doing chief sanitation engineer. So the role is who you be. The goal is who you do. So your focus is on who you be, mental, not the goal, what you do. So the goal is who you are being. The role is who you are being. The goal is who you are doing. So which comes first, being or doing? Well, we got it reversed. In this world, doing comes first. In the spirit realm, being comes first. That's why I always win. I always win because everybody's focused on doing. Everybody's like, hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Everybody look at what somebody is doing. Me, I focus on how and why they're doing it. So he's emptying trash can faster than anybody else. How is he emptying that trash can faster than anybody else? Everybody else says, look at what he's doing. He's emptying the trash can really fast. He's the fastest, you know, sanitation engineer in the department. Okay, how did he become the fastest sanitation engineer in the department? He aimed low, not too high. He took his skill set. Maybe his hands is really fast or whatever. Number one, he knew his skill set. He knew his Dale Kinnear report. He knew his life optimization circle. He knew his traits and his attributes and his characteristics. See, I know I was born on September the 15th of a certain year. I know that I'm a 33. I know that I'm a 6. I also know that the month of September means total awareness. I also know that the one word for the number 6, which is my path of power number, and for everybody that's part of life management system, you guys know what I'm talking about, that separates me from everybody else is I am a responsible server. Because I've done the research and I found this circle in every culture known to man. So I know when it comes to establishing the biology, cosmology, and theology of my brain and every person on this planet, I know exactly what they're good at and what they're bad at, even if they don't. I don't need their numbers because I can read their aura and their vibe. But you should know your own numbers so that way you can do number one, know yourself. That way you can do number two, put yourself overshoot. So if I know that I am a responsible server, why would I go apply for something that requires a life path number 7, an expert thinker and analyzer, the source of thinking, the source of expert, the source of analyzation, the source of knowledge. I'm a source for service, but I'm not a source for expertise, because that's the 7. I'm also not a source for building. That's a 4. I'm also not a 5, unending talent. I'm not an 8, a material manifester. So if I put myself in those positions, then I am aiming too high. I'm shooting for the stars. That's what they tell you to do because they want you to fail. I don't want you to fail. I'm for you. I want you to ball out of control in your area of influence. I don't want you to try to be me. And I'm not going to try to be you. So I'm not going to go to your job and tell you what to do. I don't want you coming to my job and tell you what to do. I don't want that. You know, I got people telling me, well, doc, you know, that life optimization stuff, man, I don't know if that really works, my brother. I think this, that, or the other. Yeah, boo-boo, I don't care what you think. I've been doing this shit since I was 8. I know it works. Now, you may got a problem with it, but I don't. I understand the power of source because I didn't make this up because I found it in caves that's been there for thousands of years. So if it was good enough for them back in them days, it's surely good enough for me. So I know myself. And then number two, I stay within myself. I'm not going to try to get out myself. Now, this is how this works, though. People will offer you positions you're not qualified for. And you're going to see the money, and you're going to take the money. And then, because remember, that's the goal. The goal is to make more money. But how do you make more money? Put yourself in a process that you can do and that your heart is in and that you got innate attributes and characteristics. And from the back seat, you control the narrative. Now, what does that mean? How does that work in real life? In real life, every time you have a problem, either you or the person you have a problem with is violating esoteric alchemy. Every time. You just got to figure out, is it you or the other person? Either you don't know yourself. Either you are aiming too high. Either you are focusing on the goal, money, not the role. I got to do a job to get that money. So I am not a chief sanitation engineer. But if somebody called me from ABC Incorporated and say, hey, doc, we got an opening here, brother, for a chief sanitation engineer. We saw your resume, and we would like to offer you that position. Now, I'm going to be like, okay, cool. Now, I did this 58 times. I'm going to say, okay, cool. How much y'all paying? Okay, doc, we heard on one of your shoulders you want to be a millionaire. We're going to pay you $1 million a year to be a chief sanitation engineer. All you got to do is run our sanitation department. Now, the old me, when do I start? The old me, now, I've already did this 58 times, brothers. 58 times, sisters. I did not read this in no book. Those three steps I just gave you, you will not find nowhere, no internet, nowhere. This is my personal experience. 50 years of tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. 50. That's 50. Of failing. I shouldn't even be here. I should be in a mental institution drooling out the side of my mouth. I've failed so many times, it should be illegal for anybody to fail as many times as I have. It should be illegal. Like, I know the angels and God up in heaven is like, that fool is crazy as hell. Like, I mean, we put some adversity, but he just created some of his own stuff. Like, what is he, slow? I know God is up there right now scratching his head like, well, we wanted to give him some adversity, but he kind of likes it. Because I fell in love with adversity. Remember what? I was addicted to failure. I was addicted to getting skull drugged. I don't know why other than, that negative habit pattern of that self-abuse, of getting hit on my back when I was a kid and walking around in circles and sprinkling chicken blood and all the other crazy stuff that we did when we was kids growing up. That messed up my self-image. So I associated pain with love. I actually thought disrespect was respect. So I grew up in a culture, because remember, epigenetics changes your genetics. So my chakras became, that was an emotional block. And it was evident because, number one, there is a state of apathy. Number two, there is a sensation of boredom. Number three, there is a lack of willpower. Number four, there is a strong intent to take action, but there is no ability to do that. Now, the Bible calls this a slack, slowful sluggard. I have it inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. In that book, I broke down what a lot of people are experiencing right now. This is why you cannot control the narrative. So there is no way somebody should tell you something and you get concerned. If somebody say, doc, I'm going to sue you. Now, again, I've had people tell me this. I have people say, doc, there are people who stole my proprietary information. And because I brought them in and I said, okay, y'all going to be, you know, Dear Kinnear report processors. Yes, sir, doc, we're going to help you process Dear Kinnear reports. Cool. Now, y'all can't take this process and tell it to nobody else. Oh, no, not at all, brother. We love you, man. Praise Jesus. So I signed them up. And there's processing the Dear Kinnear report. There's this sister in Atlanta, Georgia, right now doing Dear Kinnear reports. There's this brother, man. He was like a brother, man. This dude was with me for a long time, 5+ years. He out doing Dear Kinnear. I had a client tell me, why in the hell should I buy your Dear Kinnear report? How much you charging now? $700? Well, brother so-and-so, he's doing the report just like yours, and he only charges $200. So I'm going to go get my report from him. Bump you, Brother Will. And I had people call me. I even had an attorney call me and say, hey, you got a good case, man. You can sue. But see, remember, if I put energy into suing somebody else, that's going to empower somebody to sue me. I only put energy in, remember, give, and it shall be given. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you, even though I'm justified. The Bible says when you return good for evil, it's like pouring coals of fire upon people's head. So I put no energy into negativity. Zero. That's why I don't get no negativity. So when negativity shows up, and it never shows up. In fact, I'm trying to think of when the last time. There are people who like that are uninformed. There are people who like yesterday, like I was telling you guys about, doing that one-on-one that I had. There are people who don't understand the life optimization process. But there's very few people who are, number one, who personally know me, and number two, personally got a problem with me personally. They may have a problem with my product or service, but they don't know me personally. So I don't do love and hip hop. I don't have no drama. I don't have people, you know, I don't have the problems like a lot of other people have. Why? Number one, I know myself. Number two, I stay in my lane. You will not see me at 2 o'clock in the morning, over in Little Mexico, which is like the west side of San Antonio, where the Mexican mafia hang out, where everybody over there got 15 tattoos, and they all killed 35 people, and they all walking around drinking and stuff, and I'm going to ride through their hood in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock in the morning, a black man in San Antonio, Texas, on the west side of San Antonio. Now, everybody in San Antonio know that all the Negroes live on the east side. Now, I'm on the north side hanging out with the white folks. But if I, you know, but again, over here, everybody's like, hey, praise. No, praise. Everybody over here, like my neighbors, they see me and say, hey, how you doing, neighbor? So you know, everybody get along over here. No, but there ain't no drive-bys, no shootings and stuff. So what, why? Why would I be out at 2 o'clock in the morning on the west side of San Antonio? What would I be doing? Why would I do that? Now, I know people, my son was one of them. He went to a party. He didn't tell me. I said, BJ, you should go over there, dude. Well, Dad, they, you know, I'm taking my friends with me, BJ. You know, those your friends, how well do you know them? Aiming too high. So he went over there. Guess what happened to him? He got jumped. Almost lost his life. Called me, and I didn't even come pick him up. Why? Now, some people say that's harsh. And they know, guess what? We still talk about it today. He learned that lesson, though. He won't be on the west side of San Antonio no 2 o'clock at night no more. So some lessons, you know, thankfully he's still here in his right mind, but hey, that was a hard lesson. I had to learn those lessons too. So I'm trying to assist you with maintaining when somebody steps to you and tell you this is what's going to happen. If a doctor calls you and says you got cancer and you got 3 months to live, you got to do what Dr. T did. You got to do what I did. You got to do what people who understand how to control the narrative on the backseat. A professional comes into your space and tells you what's going to happen in your brain. Are they coming to your business and they say, I'm going to shut your business down? Or are they coming to your family and said, I've had this happen. In fact, when I left one particular church, they said, anybody who leaves this church, you're going to either die or you will be divorced. And everybody who left, one of them person died or they end up getting divorced. Why? Because they believed them. If a Negro tell me something, I'm going to ask myself, do I want that to happen? Okay, the answer to that question is no. So guess what? I write the mother beep narratives over chimp. So it ain't happening. So people can say whatever the hell they want to say. You write the script in your own life, boo-boo. You control the aura and space in your life. If you don't want it to happen in your life, it ain't happening. If you don't want it to happen in your business, it's not happening. Never, ever accept somebody else's definition for your life. Never let no Negro speak into your life unless you ask and want them to. People can say whatever they want to say. It's all designed to see if you're going to accept it. So if somebody tell me you're going to die tomorrow, I'm going to say bump you in a horseshoe. And I'm not going to them. I'm going to talk to that demon, that disposition that's inside of them, because I know that they're just a puppet. So my animosity is not toward people. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities. That's why I say I'm a demon hunter. I'm a witch hunter. I was talking to my little son this morning, BJ, man. We were telling Dad, he's like, Dad, you ready? We're going to kick demons. Beep, beep. You know, he likes to drop F-bombs. I'm trying to get to that level. Because cursing is cursing. When you curse a lot, you curse. Look at the word. you put a curse on yourself. Now, I'm not against people who curse a lot, but there's a reason why it's called cursing. So when you say a lot of bad words, now I'm not saying that it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying your words establishes your world. And everything that we're talking about is coming from your chakras. So the ability or the inability to control your chakras is how, from a biological perspective, especially the solar plex chakra, because this is specifically the brain, the first brain. So all of the biochemical coordination for the release or the removal of any emotional blockage, which is that this is all I do, by the way. So cladonomics, this is a behavioral modification, theripo in the Greek, which means therapeutics, spiritual therapeutics. So what I do is I understand that there is a link between your energy and your chakras. And I know the thing that tightens up that energy block or releases that energy block, that is the blockages, the emotional bondage or trauma or drama in your crown chakra as it goes up from the root chakra and it goes all the way up till it ends up at the circle of Willis, the crown chakra. Your pineal gland, your pituitary gland, and your thalamus cannot activate the lymph node system, the 12 primary meridian lines, your immune system. That is the way you come at me the way you do. That's why you feel the way you do. That's why you're angry. That's why you're upset. All emotions are the result of some emotional block that has disconnected the lower self from the higher self. It is impossible to reconnect. And if you don't, you cannot see the bigger picture. You cannot operate on the 10th floor. You're on the first floor. So the root chakra, the genitalia, the three L's, fun, fighting, and procreating, root. The 10th floor is faith. The 10th floor is fruit. The 10th floor is freedom. You can't connect with that because you're down here fighting. So you coming in and you hostile. Why? Chakra blockage. The biochemical connection has been severed between you and source code. The lower self is not, there has been disconnected. Why? Biologically, the reptilian activating system is activated. And you are in the fight, flight, or freeze. You're not into having fun. But it's not your fault. Because once those chemicals are activated, it releases an energy, which is really an entity. So that entity now controls your energy, the inner God, the I-N-N-E-R-G, is held hostage. And so that entity controls your energy, and your energy controls your energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y. So you don't have the ability to think clearly, because the neocortex has been disconnected and the reptilian cortex has been activated. So the reptile brain uses the paleo brain to disconnect from the neo brain. Now, again, you got triune brain. Go to Google, type in human brain and look at it. You got three brains. And those three brains represents your head, your heart, and your gut. So it's the neo, the paleo, and the reptile. As I always say in all my shows, why is the lowest level of the brain called the reptile? The reptilian brain. So therefore, it is impossible from a biochemical perspective for you to connect with source code, because there's a link between your energy level and your information level. As I've said before, information results in inspiration. Look at the word inspiration. It comes from the word in spiritas. That means in spirit. So wrong in form a nation. I go in and I'm forming a nation. So if I'm telling you something, it goes in. So if I meet somebody who don't know themselves, I know that they got the wrong information from somewhere. So that means that in spiritas is in spirit demon. That means they got the wrong disposition. And so therefore, they've maximized, but they cannot monetize. So when you connect with somebody like that, you ain't going to have no money. Why? Because They're not sending out no frequency. No way. If they're not attractive, their vibe is off. You ever meet somebody that's beautiful on the outside, but they ugly on the inside? Their energy is ugly. They got a stank attitude. They just walk in, they think they dookie don't stink. You ever meet anybody like that? They could be beautiful on the outside. And it's really kind of sad because a lot of very, very attractive people have very ugly dispositions. It's crazy. But the reason why, though, is because they don't know themselves. It's kind of not their fault, but then it is their fault. Because I don't know no other subject that's more important than me. And there's no other subject that I know is more important than you. So every day you wake up, you should learn and you should be studying you. So when you're sitting in the back seat and you know this, and somebody says, I am going to pull this car over and I'm going to beat the dog, beep, 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 beep. And you're like, oh, no. Now, that might be the initial, but that should last probably about 30 seconds. And you say, hold up, time out. boo-boo, you might got me mixed up with somebody else. I don't think you want none. Now, maybe they got some wrong information and they think you the one. Maybe somebody comes into, like, I don't know where y'all from. Down here in Texas, you know, we like guns down, chill. Everybody got a plethora. So if you run up in my house, boo-boo, you're going to get shot. I'm just keeping it real. So now everybody knows that. That's why you don't see too many. They happen. But there was a couple of them that happened in our neighborhood. And one guy, they have like a little neighborhood site. And the wife was telling me about it. The guy broke into the dude's back door. And the dude is home sitting up in his house. And I don't know why would you do that? So like yeah, the dude chased him out. I think he caught him, tackled him. They arrested the dude. Like, why would you do that? So what am I saying? Obviously, the dude, he didn't know himself. Either, like, if you're going to do that, you need to be like Usain Bolt speed. So you can outrun somebody. And you should be like Superman, be able to dodge bullets. Or a bullet should be able to bounce off of you. Because if you run up in somebody's house here where I'm from, yeah, somebody got, they're going to have something to wait for you. If they're not even home, most people got dogs. So what I'm saying, people don't, if you don't know this, that means you're aiming too high. And if you're aiming too high, you're going to slip and fall. And when you slip and fall, you're not going to reach your goal. So anytime something is said to you or anytime something happens to you, number one, know yourself. Now, when I say know yourself, that means know God, because God is the self. So let me get this right. Somebody say, you're going to die of cancer. Okay, hold up. Let me get this right. I'm all knowing. So even if I do get it, I can get rid of it. Anything the devil can put on me, God can take off of me. Anything. So if somebody say you got cancer and you start crying and you get upset, you don't know you. So you number one, you already, I'm going to own you. Because, see, I know me. So I'm going to sell you a whoop ticket. I'm going to see if you're going to buy it. So I'm going to walk up to you and say, hey, you owe me. Now, this actually happened to me yesterday. Somebody called me and told me that I owed them some money. After I had already paid them off. It was a bank that had a loan, and I paid the loan off. And so these knuckleheads were smart. So they kept offering me more, you know, credit, this, that, and other, and I kept turning them down. So they just sent the money to my account and just started billing me. I'm like, what? Now, I ain't mad at them. You know, that's what they call assumptive, you know, selling. They just assume I want the money. They just assume I'm going to take the money. And so they're just going to assume the bill. So, I'm gonna, you know, the word assume, it starts off with A-S-S. And then it ends up you. And so that makes you an ASS, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, I could be Willy Fufu and say, oh, okay, sir, I'm going to pay you the money that I didn't ask for. That, you know, you're going to charge me 30% interest or some crazy interest fee. Or I'm going to be like, you got me mixed up with the wrong one. Click. So that's your job, is to know you. Because no matter what somebody says to you or about you, true or not, you write the script based upon your response. Whatever you react to, you enact. Do not join somebody else's play. Do not do that. Now, you can, but I don't recommend it. That's why I like to show Billions. Because in the old Billions, you know, granted, it may be a lot of fictitional, but the thing I liked about the show Billions is the way people with money think. People with money, they know. What do they know? They know money solves a lot of problems. They also know people that got money, they also usually, you know, other than generational wealth, but people who got money, they understand the process by which they accumulated that money. So if you steal and take their money, you can't take their process because it's in their head. That is why you cannot be married to credentials. You got to be married to process. Find people who understand process improvement. Don't find people that got a freaking bunch of degrees. Now, there's nothing wrong with having both, but if you got to choose between degrees, credentials, and production, you might want to choose production. Choose somebody who know what the hell they're doing. They're not making it up. Now, I may not have all of the quote-unquote pedigrees and degrees, but I got process improvement. I understand how process works. I understand how the brain works. I understand human behavior, especially deviant behavior. So every time I'm around deviant behavior, I already know that I got a fool. Because first of all, they don't got no discernment. Because anybody who got discernment can easily pick up the vibe or the frequency of somebody else who got discernment. An alcoholic will always be able to detect another alcoholic, even if he's been sober for 20 years, guaranteed. So again, total awareness can always pick up total awareness. So if you don't have discernment and you are in a conversation with me, then that could be an issue or a problem. Not necessarily for me, but probably for you. Because again, I'm going to pick up the vibe, the frequency of the way of the vibration. So I can control you from the back seat, meaning I can understand you before you understand me. Meaning, why would you date, going back to the relationship thing, outside of your range? Now, there's nothing wrong with connecting with somebody that's higher than you when you are willing to learn and be pulled up to their level. So if I got with Halle Berry or Stacey Dash or somebody else that was quote-unquote, again, I'm talking about this material, but especially spiritual as well, high-level person, I got to go into that relationship with the understanding that this individual can teach me something. But if I go in now with the attitude I'm going to teach them something, tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. I'm not going to learn anything because I'm aiming higher than where I'm at currently. So if I'm vibrating on the third floor, I'm going to date somebody on the third floor. Now, if I'm vibrating on the third floor, I can date somebody on the first floor and assist them with coming up to the third floor. So if I'm on the third floor, again, vibrationally, and I see somebody on the first floor that's willing to understand what's going on the third floor, no problem, relationship will work. But if I'm on the third floor and I date somebody on the fifth floor, and the next question you should be asked, how can somebody on the third floor meet somebody on the fifth floor? Those two frequencies should never meet. That person on the fifth floor got caught in a bad day or a bad moment where they were vulnerable and they opened up the door to let that third level entity in. That is the only way you find high level people with low level beings. I did not read that shit in no book either. That's real life. The only way, because remember, people connect at lower points of connectivity more than they do at higher points. Why? It's easier. So if you find somebody that's a 10 and you catch them right after they, you know, went to the doctor and got some bad news, right after they, you know, a family member just died, right after they lost their job, right after they found their husband cheating with their sister, or right after they found the husband found a wife cheating with his brother, right after a traumatic event that lowers their chi, then you can connect with that G. Right after that traumatic event that lowers their chi, bam, you're going to connect with that lower G. The devil's waiting for you. I did not read that in a book. When you are operating at a high level and you get punched in the gut and you're on your knees, you are on their level. They coming for you. That's why when you get on your knees and pray, it makes you pray. I did not read that in no book either. The way that you control every situation from the back seat is when you're sitting in the back, you know who you are. You don't care who's driving the bus because you know who you are and you know where you're going. Once you know who you are and you know where you're going, then you aim low, not high. Because you know that a lower level entity has no power over a higher level entity. Zero. It's by the laws of frequency resonance state a higher vibration always pulls up the lower vibration. The lower vibration can never pull down the higher vibration. The higher vibration must come down on its own. A lower entity can never, ever, ever, ever connect with a higher entity. Never. The only way they got to catch that higher, they got to catch that high frequency being slipping. So trust me, boo boo. When you slip, the devil's waiting for you. That's why I don't do grief. If somebody in my family dies tomorrow, it's going to be a tragedy, but I understand what grief is. But I know when you fall down to that low grief level, fear level, anxiety level, sorry, pity, and oh, why me? Them demons waiting for your ass. They got something for you, boo-boo. You cannot vibrate on that level. I'm not reading that. That is not book knowledge. I'm telling you. You cannot allow yourself to vibrate on that frequency for an extended period of time. Some traumatic event happens. We are. This is normal for you to feel the fear, as we talked about yesterday. Then you got to overcome it, as we talked about yesterday. And then you got to bam. You got to maximize. You got to elevate it. You cannot stay down there at that low vibrational level. If you do, you're gonna draw a new devil. Your job is to maintain your brain. Know your role, not the goal. What is my role? Your role is the character that you're playing in the particular play that you wrote. Why would you be a character in somebody else's play? I don't know why. Now, again, I don't know why I did it other than I was violating number two. I was aiming for the stars because that's what I read in all the self-help books and all the Amway rallies and everything else that I did, the multi-level marketing. So, yeah, shoot for the stars, brother. Woo-hoo. And then you crash and burn. Stay in your lane, boo-boo. Master your space. No se te sum. Know thyself. To thyself be true. If you know you're not a world-class sprinter, do not enroll in the 100-yard dash because you are going to get smoked. And once you get smoked, you're going to feel bad. And once you feel bad, you're going to draw bad. And once you draw bad, you stay bad. The devil's job is to get you out of your lane. That's his only trick. Because he know the word Christ means the messianic office position that furnishes the one in that office position with the power to fulfill that office position. Your power comes from God, boo-boo. It don't come from you. Let me say that one more time. Your power comes from God himself. It doesn't come from you. All you got to do is be who source has designed you to be. That is why understanding your Dear Kinnear Report and your life optimization circle is so important. That way, you're not out here acting willy foo-foo. You're not volunteering for shiznits you ain't called to do. Why in the world would I go out and try to lead a major investment company? I am not a one and I'm not an eight. So if I go out there, I don't care how much money they offer me, how good the position look, I cannot be the leader of a major corporation that's interested in just investing in money and creating their net worth. I'm a spiritual teacher, not a net worth teacher. I can speak on it. I got experience, but I cannot run it. That is not my role. Too many people listening to this call or allow people to speak into your life and change your role. And notice the devil always comes in pleasing raiment. He always comes in pleasing raiment. He always comes in pleasing raiment. He always comes. He is not going to come with no low vibration OBS. He's going to come with, ooh. He's going to carry up on that high mountaintop. And he's going to tell you, if you bow down and worship me, all these kingdoms will be yours. If he did it to Yahushua, why do you think you exempt? So y'all prepare for a worst case scenario. That's not how it's coming. It's going to come in the form of your dream. But that dream is going to turn into a nightmare. Brothers and sisters, it's extremely important, again, to understand that there is a link between your energy level and your chakra level. That is controlled by information. It's not mystical. It's not anything. Everything exists and survives based upon the source or the quality or the type of information that is received. Bad information, bad position. Information that is transferred between your heart and your brain, your organs and the minerals and enzymes of the body, the hormones and the secretions, the oxygen and blood intake, lungs, all of this is an exchange of information. And as long as the avenues or the channels that are connecting this information, it is through cellular communication. So as long as there is communication that is happening between the organisms inside of the body and the organs inside of the body, then there is an energy uptake. There's an energy increase in the physical body. Same thing happens in the spirit realm. So the way that you drive the bus from the back seat is for you to have and to understand the information that's been spoken in the spirit realm. That's spiritual work. And the way that you do the spiritual work is when you're sitting in the back seat, you are picking up the vibe using your intuition. If you're at a 7 and an 11, you could give this class because you know exactly what I'm talking about because you're born with that gift. So 7s and 11s, they intuitively know. Now, the problem with the 7s and 11, they don't listen to the spirit. They don't listen to the gut. They listen to some dude or some dudette, some reverend, some doctor, the bishop. They don't follow themselves, which is following God or following source. So all 7s and all 11s, they know exactly what I'm saying is true. They know that if they listen to their gut and stay in the place that their gut sends them to, don't overstep their boundaries and do the role, the assignment that their gut tells them to, they are always successful. They are never wrong. Never, ever wrong. Every 7 and every 11 on this call know you met some dude or some dudette, and your gut told you that's not the one, but he has a car. Or, you know, he was good looking. But your gut says, I don't know, something's off. So, number 1, you did not listen to yourself. Number 2, you went outside of the comfort zone. You was uncomfortable going to his house, but you went anyway. They invited you to this party. You didn't know nobody at that party. Uncomfortable, but you went anyway. You were aimed too high. You didn't aim low. You didn't stay in a place where you felt love, joy, peace. Your peace was disturbed. Number 2. And then number 3, when you got to that party, they wanted you to do something that you were not prepared or that you was not comfortable with doing. You now have to play the role or the character of a prostitute when that's not what you designed to do. Or now you the role. You join somebody else's organization, and now you are the chief sanitation engineer. You are the supply chief. You the box carrier. You are the, organizational specialist. You are not being who God designed and gifted you to be. Why? You didn't control the narrative from the back seat. You didn't listen to your gut, number 1. You didn't stay with inside the vibrational comfort that your gut has established for you, number 2. Therefore, number 3, you're not being the person that you're designed by God to be. You got to be somebody else. You got to play the role of box carrier. You got to play the role of sanitation engineer. You got to play the role of, whatever. Play the role. That is the only way for you to accomplish the goal. The only way for you to accomplish the goal of being and beaming who God has designed and gifted you to be and beam based upon the date of birth, mind, total awareness, life path number, a path of power, responsible server of total awareness, because I'm a 6. So the only way for me to control that narrative, write a script, and be that person is I had to do these 3 things that I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you, because I've already done it. And that is, I know myself. Now, it took me a long time to believe what I've known. But now that I know, not believe, now that I know myself, to thine own self be true. Nobody else can call me and trick me. And, hey, doc, why don't you come in and be a dentist? Why don't you go to dental school? And now they got me 58 times. Took me a while, but I'm here. Know yourself. Stay with inside of yourself. That means what we call aiming low, don't overstride. And then number three, know the role of the self. Me, I'm a spiritual teacher. Emphasis on the word spiritual and teacher. So I got to define that and know what those two words mean. As long as I do that, I will always control the narrative from the back seat. So can you. You can drive the bus from the back of the bus. You do not have to be in the driver's seat. Let somebody else drive. Hey, sometimes it's good to be chauffeured around. Yeah, let somebody else do all the work. You just sit in the back, eat your popcorn, and just watch the show. Let somebody else do all the drama. Trust me, brothers and sisters. Well, don't trust me. Trust yourself. But understand the body. Understand cosmology. And understand theology. When you do that, that three-stranded cord will always take you in a direction where you are wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a total relationship with yourself, with your God, and with others. And that, my brothers and sisters, that's fun. That is also produces a lot of fruit that will allow you to live a life of freedom. Fun, fruit, and freedom, or faith, fruit, and freedom. Those three elves replace the lower elves of fight, freeze, or flight, of fun fighting and procreating. Make sure you're oscillating, vibrating inside of the self. Make sure you're not aiming too high that it takes you outside of the self. And make sure that you are playing the role that has been designed for yourself instead of the role that's designed for someone else. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, God Bliss. He has a name written on the star that no man can pronounce. May the sun and the sun continue to allow the Ruach and the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit, to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Lay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind. Day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you. The streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to block like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, ain't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne piece. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game. Put the paper in the back. Put the back then Brinks truck. Start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the Santa song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math,
coming up, them OGs try to show me how to sling that weed and make money. That's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map. All that stuff, keep money growing, stay on track. Throw some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG. Never soft like Pillow D. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original. Real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.